All right, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5624, Baruch Hashem. Rosh Chodesh Menachemov, Hey Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 3rd of Tammuz, in which you write that which has transpired, the main thing that transpired during the last 2 months. So the Rebbe says, how fortunate is your portion that you have the merit to spread the wellsprings, Divrei Elokim Chaim, does the words of the living God, expression for Chassidus, which is the Torah HaChassidus, through learning this teaching with many of your friends. And the Rebbe ends says with a blessing, V'hi Rotzen, may be the will, that the Chefetz Hashem B'yodei, that what Hashem wants, that's in your hand, what you're doing for Hashem, should be successful, to increase the number of participants in this study, keeps on going and more. And we know already the promise of our sages of blessed memory, if you put in effort, you will find. So the Rebbe is basically saying, if you put in effort, you will be able to find and increase this study. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you will utilize the fact that you are the head of the camp. Maybe he was a head counselor. It's called the Rosh HaMachaneh, the head counselor of a certain camp, to influence also on them, on the other in the camp, to do similar, which to be fitting to their understanding and their grasp. I guess these were some day camp children or things like that, to actually go with them as well, based on their grasp, their ability, their knowledge. So, being the head of the camp, the Rebbe encourages him to get the campers, I guess, involved, but not on a very high level, but on a very simple level, fitting to their level. And the Rebbe says, nothing stands in the way of your will, especially that you have the merit of the menid that helps you. So you have the zuchus, the merit, because there's all these people that you're learning with, you're impacting, helps you. And now the Rebbe addresses one of his concerns that he had, which a lot of times people feel that they are not learned enough, or they're not important enough, they don't know enough to be able to go teach. You know, he was a head counselor, but he didn't see himself as an expert or knowledgeable enough in Chassidus in order to teach it. So the Rebbe is addressing this, that you write, that you're making your own reflecting, making your own accounting by yourself. Who am I to go and teach others when, you know his own situation, who he is, etc. So, who's giving you the argument, the Rebbe says? It's known, the Rebbe says. What is the test? How do we know who is presenting the argument? Is it, your Yetzer Tov, your good inclination is trying to tell you, don't be arrogant, don't think of yourself that you're bigger than you are? Or is it the Yetzer Hara, which is trying to stop you to do what you're doing? He wants to make sure that you don't continue teaching. So, how do we find it out? If the argument, how do we know the test, what it is? If the argument holds you back from a good action, then we know it's coming from the other side. What does the argument want to tell you? Stop teaching, stop learning, right? That means that it's coming from the other side. As the Rebbe Rashab's expression, which was quoted in the Yom Yom, for the 23rd day of Sivan Tovshin Gimel, take a look over there. And the Rebbe talks over there also that sometimes the Yetzer Hara comes dressed up in very different clothing. He doesn't come across like trying to persuade you to do bad things. You think, oh, be humble, who are you? Look in there. So the Rebbe says, don't go there. Stop things that cause you distractions, thoughts that are disruptive. Continue to give good news from your influence on your students and those who you influence. And your reward is guaranteed from our Father in Heaven, that your heart and your mind will become clearer 1,000 times as much as Rebbe Kahl always quotes there. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all of the above in the name of the Rebbe, by the secretary. So, basically, the Rebbe is very happy that he writes in the last 2 months, maybe because he became involved in the camp or became a head counselor, and that he's teaching his Hasidus to the staff, to the others. I don't know who exactly, but the Rebbe says, continue to do that. Don't let the Yetzer Hara tell you that you're not at the level, you're not a teacher, you're not at the high level. It's coming from the Yetzer Hara. He's dressing it up in nice words to try to dissuade you from doing what's right. The Rebbe blesses him to continue giving good news, to stop thinking about these things that cause disruption, cause pizur hanefesh, distractions. Do the work, keep on teaching, influence them, and Hashem is guaranteed that He will make your mind and heart 1,000 times clearer. The Rebbe blesses him for good news.